what happened at the end of the second period to see the lead disappear so quickly and then have to come out.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have 18 minutes to take a breath. Yeah, it was really unfortunate last minute. You know, it's like, I think I said this morning, details of the game, and they're hard to stay on top of for 60 minutes, but they're vital in the game. And just a couple detail misses, and you know, Toronto capitalized on them, but really good timing for the break. And then we got our breaks. You know, when a team's going to go down 5-on-3 in the third period, they got to earn their penalties, and they earned them both, and we took advantage.
John, can you describe what it's like for you on the bench and overtime, seeing both teams back and forth on the ice with the opportunity to win this thing?
Yeah, may not look like it all the time, but you know, the heart rate gets elevated. But to be honest, it's probably easier for me than everybody sitting in the stands behind me. Just because you're so engaged in the game and who's up next and what matchups, and you're coaching the game is basically what you're doing. So you don't have a ton of time to hold your breath. But there was a couple times both ways, you know, that was heart skips a beat. But it's exciting time, and like I said, I'm into the game, so it's hard to get caught up in it.
Good point. You know, Sorelli, come on, I did so much of the dirty work tonight. Does it feel like kind of like hockey justice that point was able to get that goal and the way they went?
Yeah, they got rewarded for a lot of tunnel work. I know, Pointer was not happy with the one goal Matthews scored, and he missed a stick there. But big players show up at big moments, and Pointer was obviously the man tonight to finish that off for us, like he's done so many times. But again, as you said, when those guys, like, they were earning something like that to happen to them, and it did.
So Hagel picks up the puck in the middle of the ice, skates in. How nice is it for the new guy to come in and be a part of it?
Well, it was a great play. We were just kind of in the middle of a change, so he's fresh. I think Matthews blew a tire, but it was great play by Hags. He comes up with speed, but he still has to put that puck through somebody to get it to Killer, and then, you know, we just, the instincts took over after that. So, great for Hags. He had a great playoffs for us.
You're not typically one who gets caught up in matchups, but this series has been a little bit different for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. How has that been on the bench for the guys, everything else, to try and make sure you're getting your matchups right this series?
Well, everybody's aware. Playoffs are a different beast. And this has been a bit of a matchup series, so we'll have to figure something out when we go up for Game 7. But you know, we're pretty comfortable with who's going out there. In the end, there was many times today that other lines were caught out versus lines you wanted up matches, and that's going to happen. So, and it's going to happen a lot in Game 7. So you shouldn't have to, we're not too worried if there's a missed matchup, but if we can control what we can, we'll do it. We'll just have to see.
John, you talked about players getting rewarded. How nice was it to see Sorelli get that shorthanded goal there?
Yeah, again, these players that show up at the big moments, that's a heck of a play by him. And, you know, it's come down to, I've said it all series, it's come down to special teams. And you look tonight, we score a 4-on-4 goal, power play goal, shorthanded goal, and it's just been the tail of the series for both teams, and we just won that war tonight.
How important was it to stay out of the box tonight?
Well, there you go again. Team has taken the least amount of penalties each game, has won the game.
The 5-on-3, you guys basically have the power play to save your season here. I mean, the confidence you have knowing your power play being in a 5-on-3.
Yeah, watch them do it a ton. You're not going to score every single time, but clearly we needed it there. I mean, there's power plays during the year, you're like, oh, we didn't score, save momentum. That was one we needed, and Cooch delivered.
Thank you.
Congrats with Point and Sorelli.